Was sollen wir noch sagen, gell? Ich glaube,
So what should we still say?
Es gibt nichts mehr viel zu sagen.
I believe there's not much more to say. The word itself was so clear. And actually requires few explanation. There's not much to expound. After so many years in the Lord and in the church life and together with one another, we have already gathered many experiences. But we need to apply it in reality, not just to hear it and to understand it, but to be doers. This is a great problem amongst the saints and amongst the Christians in general. In the last 50 to 60 years, I saw that we read so much, we learned so much.
Was ist das Ergebnis? Das Ergebnis?
But what was the result? The result was nothing. It was negative.
Weil wir nicht Täter sind.
Because we are not doers.
Keine Verwirklichung, wie
we do not have the substantiation, as it says in Hebrews 11. Faith is the substantiation of the things that we have read and the hope that we have that we would reach them. And we also need the evidence.
Some Beweis von dem,
evidence. Of the things not seen.
Die Gläubigen, vielen, denken, okay, es ist
outwardly, many believers think, oh, it's invisible. No, to the people of the world, it is invisible. But for us, we must have the evidence amongst us. And we must express the evidence among ourselves in the church. And also for the unbelievers. They must see something.
In uns als einzelne Gläubige, als auch in der Familie.
They must see it in us as individual saints, as also in our family and also in the church, which is the most wonderful, greatest expression of his glory. It's a golden lampstand. We have to shine into the darkness that the seeking ones will see it. And the Lord then can also bring the seeking ones to us. Otherwise, if they come to us, what would they see? Right?
Ja. Und daher ist Jakobus Brief.
For this reason, the Epistle of James is so precious.
Sehr, sehr kostbar.
Very, very precious.
Wir haben vor kurzem einen Brief empfangen, also über Hebräerbrief, eine kleine Weile.
Recently we received a letter about Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 3. It says, in a little while he will come. He who is coming will come and will not tarry.
Bruder.
And the great question for this brother was, what does it mean, a little while?
Es geht nicht um eine kleine Weile, oder?
It is not about a little while, but it is about the coming of our Lord, his return. I wish that it would be a little while, but I also hope to have more time. Every hour, every lengthening of time, the Lord's delay, every moment that he is not coming and he has given us more time is because of his grace towards us, that we would have more time to repent, to turn, to repent and turn back to him. But if we do not use this time, then every extension of time will be useless. But surely, many who love the Lord will use the time to repent.
A breakup? könnt ihr hören, ja? Es ist klar?
Ja, wir können dich gut hören.
Oh ja,
is it clear?
Hören, ja.
We can hear him clearly.
Oh.
It's okay.
Sorry, es tut mir leid. Entschuldigung, ja. Ja, Mary möchte nur sicher sein, dass alle es.
Mary just wanted to be sure that everybody could hear clearly.
Ja. Und daher müssen wir die Zeit auskaufen.
For this reason, we need to redeem the time.
Und nicht verschwenden.
And not waste it.
Zeit ist nicht, damit wir noch mehr andere Sachen.
Time, the period of extension, is not so that we could do a whole bunch of other things and gain them, etc. But that the Lord is giving us more time is because He wants to see. Not only that many or all would be saved, but that we, the believers, would be saved to the uttermost.
Ja, sonst woher bekommt der Herr dann diese 144.000?
Otherwise, where is the Lord going to get the 144,000? In the end, he'll just have 144. That doesn't work. It is written that there are still three zeros after that. 144,000.
Wir alle schätzen und üben und lernen.
This is why we all must treasure it and exercise to humble practice, to humble ourselves before the Lord. The epistle to James is very practical. It is an even more practical epistle. Oh, I'm sorry. There's not a more practical epistle than the one that James wrote.
Für das die Konferenz
and I hope that the conference is a great help and an encouragement to us all. For myself, it is a great encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Wir kommen zum Kapitel 5.
So we come to chapter 5.
Zu dem letzten Teil.
The last portion of chapter 5, from verse 7. I have the English translation here.
Zion-Übersetzung.
The Zion translation.
Zion. Seid darum geduldig.
Therefore be patient, verse 7. Patience.
Nicht nur Geduld, sondern viel mehr.
Patience is not just patience, but endurance. Endurance.
Dass wir dort mit Zähne knirschen.
And this endurance is not that we are gnashing our teeth.
Eine Eigenschaft unseres Herrn.
But it is a virtue or an attribute of our Lord, something that we need to add to our faith that Christ has in his humanity to persevere. The Lord didn't just have perseverance in a certain thing, but in every situation, he had the endurance. It's a virtue of our Lord, a characteristic of our Lord in his humanity. He could endure everything. Not just specific or certain things. Okay, I can still take this one, but not next time, right?
So is this unsere Geduld.
This is how our patience is. It's so short.
Long suffering.
Long suffering.
Langmütig.
Long suffering. I'm short suffering, so to speak.
We
say that we are gaining the humanity of the Lord. This humanity has many aspects.
Menschlichkeit ist nicht nur einen einzigen Aspekt.
Humanity is not just one aspect to be nice.
Es ist nicht so, sondern es beinhaltet.
It's not like that. But includes the entire personality of our Lord. There's so many attributes to be merciful, to be understanding.
Wir versuchen nicht zu verstehen, sondern
to have empathy. Many times we don't try to understand. We just immediately say what we think. That's not good.
Schau mal, wie der Herr reagiert, als er auf diese Erde war. Er redet.
Look at the Lord when he was on this earth. He did not speak so quickly.
Er richtet auch nicht so schnell wie wir.
He also did not judge as quickly as we do.
Gericht gibt es viel Liebe
und Barmherzigkeit. In his judgment there is a lot of love and mercy, and yet
war er sehr gerecht.
He was very righteous and holy.
Die Menschlichkeit des Herrn ist
the humanity of the Lord,
was wir wirklich brauchen als Mensch.
Really that's what we need as human beings.
So dieses Wort von Jakobus am Ende.
So this word from our brother James at the end says, be patient. That means to persevere, to endure. Be patient. And this takes practice in daily things that we are doing, that we take Christ and experience him.
Geduld is nicht Geduld.
Patience is not patience in our understanding, according to our understanding. Okay, I will tolerate you. I'm going to tolerate this matter. No, this is an attribute, a characteristic of our Lord. Mercy is Christ. The love for the saints is Christ, because our love is so short, lacking. It's always changing.
Und so, wir müssen Christus gewinnen.
So we must gain Christ. He says, brethren, we are all brethren.
Bis zum Kommen des Herrn. So am Ende redet
until, be patient until the coming of the Lord. So at the end, he's speaking about the coming of the Lord. And in verse 8, he says, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. The appearing of our Lord is at hand. Is this in your heart, that the Lord is at hand? Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Do you remember the word Maranatha at the end of the epistle of 2 Corinthians? Over my door, somebody took a piece of wood and with golden letters wrote Maranatha. And every time I see it, it reminds me that the Lord is at hand. He is near. His coming is at hand.
Und wenn wir das wissen, umso mehr.
And if we know that, all the more we need to redeem the time. We all know when it's time to take the final exam, then you won't be sleeping, but day and night you'll be studying so that you will pass the test because the time is at hand. It's so far away, the time, then you think, oh yeah, I still have time. And this is our human nature.
Wenn ein Projekt dann ja eine Woche fertig gemacht musste, dann müssen wir Tag und Nacht arbeiten.
There is a project, then we have to work day and night.
Der Herr kommt.
That means that the Lord is coming.
Ist nahe gekommen.
His appearing is at hand. So in verse 9, it says, behold, the judge is standing at the door.
So wer ist der Richter, du oder er?
So who is the judge, you or him?
Nein, Es ist so gesund zu wissen in Zion.
It is so healthy to know that in Zion and in the house of the Lord, I am not the judge. He is the judge. Did not Paul say more times, do not judge one another? That means do not criticize one another.
Die Leute richtet sogar und kritisiert sogar, wenn jemand...
People are judging and criticizing.
Gemüse ist.
So, for example, if you're a vegan, and if you are not a vegan, then you will criticize someone who is eating meat.
In diese kleine Sache,
even in this small thing, we judge one another. Isn't that terrible? Even in this small thing.
Ich möchte lernen.
I want to learn.
Ich möchte nicht richten.
And I'm in the process of always learning not to judge, unless it is a sin.
Gegen das geschriebene Wort des
unless Herrn. It is contrary to the written word of the Lord.
Es sei denn, dass es ein Zeugnis des Herrn zerstört in der Gemeinde, dann
unless it destroys the testimony of the Lord in the church. Then we cannot say, okay, I'll just let it happen. I'll let somebody else judge it. No.
Paulus, der in 1. Korintherbrief,
in 1 Corinthians, Paul also said, not only as in Romans, that we should not judge. And in chapter 4, for example, if it is regarding the sin in the church in Corinth, Paul judged it, and he judged it very strongly.
So, wir sollen nicht normalerweise richten.
Normally, we should not be judging.
Das heißt, kritisieren.
That means, do not criticize one another.
It's okay.
To criticize, to eat vegetables and to eat meat, that's okay. There's a lot of protein, right? So why should we judge one another in these matters, regarding small matters?
Ja, möge der Herr uns helfen.
May the Lord help us.
Das ist wichtig. Das ist so.
This is so important.
Unser Herz muss fest.
Our heart must be established.
Denn die Wiederkunft des Herrn, die Erscheinung, das Kommen des Herrn.
Because the coming of the Lord, His appearing is at hand, especially today. We can see the entire situation.
Die Globalisten, alles,
the globalists,
alles machen, um diese Welt zu zerstören.
They want to do everything to destroy this world so that they can come into power.
Ja. Damit sie herrschen können.
So that they would rule. Don't think, oh, only this and that is happening. No. Someone has planned everything.
Aber darüber möchte ich nicht jetzt reden.
But I don't want to speak about that right now. But we do need to understand.
Der Herr ist nahe gekommen. Murrt nicht gegeneinander, Brüder.
The Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, lest you fall into judgment. Behold, the judge is standing at the door.
Murrt nicht.
Do not grumble against one another.
Im Gegenteil, liebet einander.
On the contrary, love one another.
Und wenn wir einander lieb haben und wenn
and
ich
if we love the others, if I see any kind of weakness or see anything, then instead of grumbling, isn't it much better to pray?
Mein Murren kann niemandem helfen.
My murmuring and complaining cannot help anyone, but my prayer in love and in faith for the saints, that is able to accomplish much. What would you rather do then? What would we rather do? To complain, to murmur, to judge, to fight? Or would we rather pray? Roland,
pardon.
What should we rather do?
Schwer zu sagen.
He's laughing. It's hard to say. Because when the situation is standing right before our eyes, we immediately complain and murmur and we judge and we react and we scold. Oh my goodness. Then you fully forgot the prayer. That doesn't even enter your mind to pray.
So is this.
This is how it is. This requires an exercise. Otherwise, when we're standing before the situation, we forget everything that we learned and all the teachings and doctrines and our knowledge. And then the flesh rises up. And then we murmur. We all need to learn and practice and exercise to be in the Spirit, to take Christ, and we have to learn from the Lord because he is such a person. Look at the Lord. He's so compassionate. And blessed are the merciful. Why? We have received so much mercy from the Lord. Otherwise, we would not be here today. Then why do we not practice to be merciful to one another?
Schmerz mein Herzen, wenn ich das sehe.
Hurts my heart when I see this. Just like children when they fight over small matters. What can I do?
Ich bete für die Kinder.
I pray for the children.
Ja. Ja, Herr Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Deshalb sagte Jakobus,
this is why James says,
unser Zorn,
our judging, our wrath, and being evil,
bewirkt nicht die Gerechtigkeit Gottes.
Our wrath does not produce the righteousness of God, but much more, it makes the situation even worse.
Ich habe noch nie gesehen, dass
I have never seen that my wrath produces the righteousness of God. Instead, my wrath just added more problems to the situation. And I put more fuel to the fire instead of getting rid of the fire. The fire became tenfold more intensified.
Der Zorn des Menschen,
the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We think that we can help God with our wrath, but it is exactly the opposite.
Im Gegenteil, habe ich mehrmals gesehen und am Ende.
It is the opposite, and many times I have seen this, and in the end we destroy God's work.
Ja. Und deshalb sagte er,
and that's why he said, behold, the judge is standing at the door.
Dann sagte er in Vers 10, nehmt,
in verse 10, he says, my brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience.
Wir haben Vorbilder.
We have examples.
Die Propheten.
The prophets.
Hebräer 11 haben wir so viele.
Hebrews 11, we saw so many examples and patterns. Moses, the leading one, he was the meekest man on the earth.
Das müssen wir auch lernen.
We also have to learn that.
Ja.
Ja.
Kannst du dir vorstellen,
can you imagine
dass Mose,
that Moses,
da, heraus aus Ägypten.
Take the entire people out of Egypt into the wilderness 40 years. I don't think I could last 40 hours. Especially in such a situation. I would explode.
Schade, kurz vor dem Eingang in das gute Land.
Unfortunately, it was just right before his entry into the good land, he lost his patience, and that had huge ramifications. It cost him a lot.
Sanftmut.
Meekness. Lord Jesus.
Lerne von den Propheten.
Learn from the prophets. Learn.
Sie sind alle sehr geduldig.
They were all very patient. And yet they spoke the truth.
Für sie den Tod bedeutet.
Even though it might mean death for them.
Aber sie sprechen für Gott, nicht
but
für sich.
But they were speaking for God, not for themselves.
Es geht dann, wenn sie
if it was about themselves, then they would get upset.
Wenn es vom Herrn ist und
if I say something that is from the Lord and somebody doesn't receive it, I wouldn't be angry.
Sie sind nicht gegen mich, sie sind
because
gegen
they're not against me, they're against the word of the Lord. Why should I be angry?
Wenn ich rede von mir aus und das ist meine.
I'm speaking about my things, my views and my decision and somebody's against that, then I would be angry.
Wenn wir die Last des Herrn beten,
but if we are speaking the burden of the Lord, then if the people do not want to receive it, then why should we be angry? They're not against us. They're against the Lord. About the true worship, many were angry. That's fine. I'm not upset if you are against it, but because it's not of me, it's from the Lord. If you have a problem, go to him and not to me. I'm just a bondservant, okay? Go speak to the boss.
So, wir müssen von den Propheten.
So, we must learn from the prophets.
O Herr.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Von den Propheten.
We can learn so much from the prophets. And it says regarding Job in verse 11.
So ein Vorbild für uns
Job alle. Is such a pattern to us all.
Wir danken alle dem Herrn und waren alle
we all thank the Lord and are all so happy when he blesses us. But one day, if the Lord removes the blessing from us, then how will we react?
Sind wir immer noch treu dem Herrn?
Are we still faithful to the Lord?
Das ist eine Prüfung.
This is a trial, a wonderful trial. And I believe that the trial that Job went through was not just a PhD exam, but maybe it was the 10th doctor degree, because he could really endure through all those things. It's not so easy.
Haben wir gelernt von Hiob, ja?
Have we learned from Job?
Also sollen wir eine Konferenz über Hiob machen?
Or should we do a conference on Job? No, I wouldn't dare to do that. I'd rather have someone else do that.
Nicht qualifiziert.
I'm not qualified to speak about Job.
Aber jeder kann es lesen.
But everybody can read it for himself.
So,
then,
diesen großen und sehr wichtige,
the writer comes to this great and very important matter of prayer. prayer. That means in all trials, it is so important to pray. Prayer leads us to the Lord. Draw near to the Lord.
Wie wirst du denn zu dem Herrn dich nahen?
How will you draw near to the Lord if you do not pray?
Wie du betest, wie eine Person betet.
How you pray, just as a person prays, and how often he prays, reveals the fellowship with the Father and with the Son, how your dealing is with God. Look, if there's a problem amongst the saints, then you don't speak to one another anymore. Then you don't speak much anymore because the relationship was disrupted. But with God, it is the same. How near you are to God depends on how often you speak to him and how often he speaks to you.
Yeah. Elias and Janine.
Elias and Janine. How often do you speak to one another? Well, if there's no problem, it's very nice. Elias and Janine speak much to one another. But if there's any kind of argument, and both sides are not so happy, then you might not talk so much to each other. Is that not the case? Yes, it's like that in every marriage, not just with you. It's with all of us.
So, wie ist denn eure Beziehung zu Gott?
How is your relationship to God?
The
relationship
diese Kommunikation
is manifested so much in the communication to one another.
Paulus is
it's displayed in the communication. Paul is a good example.
Betet alle Zeit.
He's always praying. Without ceasing, unceasingly, even in this 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said, pray just a few times, occasionally. No, what did he say? He said, pray without ceasing, unceasingly. If we do that, then we will have less problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Das Gebet ist so wichtig.
The prayer is so important.
Nur wenn Probleme gibt, dann schreien
Unfortunately,
wir.
We only pray when there's problems and then we cry out to him. If everything is okay, then we forget about him.
So ist es.
This is how it is.
Und daher am Ende,
that's why,
ja, als Schluss
at
in
the
seinem
end, at the conclusion of his epistle, he said in verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? That means if you're suffering under a trial, as in chapter 1. In chapter 1, he began with the trials. And here again, he's ending with the word suffering. Is anyone among you suffering?
Yeah.
Suffering.
Leidet ihr?
Is anyone among you suffering?
Wenn ihr leidet, um Prüfung,
what do you do when you're suffering and going through the trial? Let him pray.
Is anyone among you suffering?
Is anyone among you suffering?
Arten von
Leiden. There are many kinds of suffering. It's not just something, but even family. Suffering with the children. And the relationships amongst one another. In the business, there's a lot of different kinds of sufferings. Then we must pray. Praise the Lord. The prayer is very important. Because it is God who can, it is really God alone who can help us. One psalm that I really like is Psalm 107. Every time when people are in great need or in trouble, then they cry out. The whole psalm speaks about that. But why do we wait until we are in such great need? When we have such great need, when we cry out to the Lord, of course, the Lord also answers then.
Aber warte nicht.
But don't wait until you have great need or if you fall into great trouble.
Sondern auch, ja, wenn du nicht in Not bist.
But even if you are not in trouble, but you love the Lord and you want to come to him at all the time, your relationship to him, it draws us, the love that we have to the Lord draws us to him, to speak to him about all things, not just about your problems.
But
we pray for the saints. There are so many. And we don't have to speak so much about it. The Lord knows your condition, but I just have to remind the Lord about it. Lord, I'm thinking. I'm thinking about the church in Quezon City, for example. And then the saints. Lord, I'm praying for them in Bangkok, in Thailand, in Korea. There are so many places in Europe. Right?
Ja, wir müssen mit dem Herrn darüber reden, weil wir die
we
Heiligen.
Need to speak about it with the Lord, because
der Wille des Vaters, Liebe.
The Lord, the plan of the Lord, and God, the Father's will, we love it. So we pray for them all. We pray for our relatives, for the children, for all the families. Yes, the children are very precious. And the saints, the parents have the responsibility for the children to lead them to the Lord. Unfortunately, most of the parents are concerned about bringing the kids into a good school and about their education, but they have not taken the first responsibility that they are given, which is to lead them to the Lord. That they would know the Lord, just like Timothy. That from childhood, he learned to read the scripture, and not just to read it, but to also to understand it.
Was nützt es zu lesen? Wir haben alle Erfahrungen.
What use is it just to read it? We all have made experiences. We know a lot. We understand it, but we're not doers. But we must teach our children. So not just to pray for them, but we need to teach them. That's important. And to pray for one another. So is anyone among you suffering? Amongst you? Of course. Everyone is suffering, not just anyone. If anyone is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Praise the Lord. Don't just sing in the meetings. But daily. If you're cheerful before the Lord, sing. I sing daily. I sing songs to the Lord. Especially, what shall I give unto you, Lord? You who have died for me.
What shall I give you, Master?
What shall I give you, Master?
Half of my heart.
Half of my heart.
All to you.
What shall I give all to you?
Yeah. Ein wunderbares Lied.
That's a wonderful song.
Wunderbares Lied. We praise you. Glorious Father, as object of your love. Yeah, you have to sing that. Like, wir müssen Lieder singen, wenn wir fröhlich sind.
Sing songs when we are joyful, when we're cheerful. And not only singing in the meeting, but you have to sing daily. Unless you are suffering every day, and then you're just praying. But if you're tearful, you have to thank the Father and sing to him.
Groß ist der Herr.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Ja, in Zion, große
Stadt. Zion, the city of the great king.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Das müssen wir singen. Lob
we
den
have
Herrn.
To sing it. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Sing daily.
Nicht murmeln. Okay.
Don't murmur, but sing.
Das ist gut.
It is good.
Das Singen ist gut.
Singing is good.
Brechen am Ende,
but don't sing an hour long in the breaking of the bread, and all your
singen?
Throats will be hoarse. So you're singing your favorite song, then in the end, the time is over. But we are singing from our hearts to the Lord, not because it is our favorite melody.
Sing it to the Lord.
Sing unto the Lord a new song. That means every song must be new. It's your experience. You are thankful to the Lord. You love the Lord.
We have ein Kinderlied. Betet, singet und lobet dem Herrn.
A children's song. Praying, singing, and praising the Lord. Don't think that's just for the children. That's also for a grandpa like me.
Betet, singet, lobet dem Herrn.
Singing and praising the Lord.
Machst du das, Martin, ja?
Do you do that, Martin?
Amen.
Amen.
Ja.
Christian war zu Besuch und da haben wir das gesungen.
Ja.
Oh.
Auf der Terrasse bei uns.
On our balcony. We were singing that yesterday and so some other people could hear us and that was a wonderful experience. Excellent.
Prima.
Wonderful.
So, das Singen ist nicht nur in der Versammlung am Sonntag.
So, the singing is not just in the meeting on Sunday, okay? It must be daily. And not just only when the saints are there, but also when you're alone.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja. Das ist wichtig.
That is important. Sing. Pray and sing. It's not just for the children's meeting. Not just for the children, but also for us. In the house of the Lord and before the Lord. We sing praises unto the Lord. Verse 14, is anyone among you sick or weak? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord.
Das ist auch wichtig.
This also is important. This is also important.
Die Wirklichkeit von dem Salböl ist der Heilige Geist.
The reality of the anointing oil is the Holy Spirit.
Aber äußerlich,
but outwardly,
die Kopfbedeckung, denke
for
ich,
example,
ja.
The head covering. Don't think, oh, we don't need the head covering. Who says that?
But
the head covering has a meaning, a very important meaning. That we are not our own head, but Christ is our head. Remember what Paul said in the epistle to the Corinthians about who the head is. The man is the head of the woman, and Christ is the head over the man, and God is the head over Christ. So it's about who the head is, the headship.
Auch wir Brüder müssen das
and we brothers also must have the consciousness over us that we actually are not the real head. The real head is Christ. Christ is our head. And Christ will tell you, and God the Father is my head. That is why at the very end, in 1 Corinthians 15, when he received this entire kingdom, he will give that kingdom to the Father, because the Father is the head over all things. Paul also said, the God and Father, who is head over all things.
Wir müssen das auch sehen.
We also must see this. The anointing oil is something we need.
Das bringt alle, auch die, die gesündigt haben. Denn die Krankheit kommt auch von der Sünde.
It brings all those who have sinned, because sickness comes from sin. Remember, in general, in principle, first sin enters and then death. Death follows. But between sin and death, there's weakness and sickness. Right? Don't we have a hallelujah song? Sin and death and sickness and death are all thrown into the lake of fire. Yes. Do you remember that song, Sharon? Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. We also need to sing that. Not just sin or death, but they're like a sandwich, a hamburger. Within these two, there's the sickness. So praise the Lord. But this sin and the prayer is especially to bring us into the fellowship again of the body of Christ. Because when I commit a sin, I have offended God, right? Maybe I was disobedient because I did something that he did not like and I sinned. Then I need to repent, because otherwise the fellowship is disrupted. Then the fellowship in the body is also disrupted. That's why often when the sin is not dealt with and there isn't the full forgiveness, then there's the fellowship with the Father is not only disrupted, but also the fellowship with one another. That's why in 1 John chapter 1, it says we should walk in the light. If not, we do not have the fellowship with the Father, who is the light, and also amongst ourselves, we will not have any fellowship. Then the whole fellowship will be disrupted and destroyed. That means that this anointing oil by this sick one, or by the sick brother, the weak brother, he needs the anointing, the restoration of the fellowship, restoring of the fellowship. Dear brothers, don't think that restoring the fellowship is easy. It's not so simple. Sometimes restoring the fellowship with God may be more easy than the fellowship of restoring the fellowship amongst the saints. Isn't that the case? And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. This is the entire context.
Right?
In principle, we see. It's not just, okay, I'm going to be healed. But the fellowship must be restored. The forgiveness. Do you forgive? Can you forgive? This prayer that the Lord spoke, the Lord's prayer, is so important. And forgive me my sins, period. And don't lead me into temptation. Is that all it says? No. Something is missing. Forgive me my sins.
wie ich
as I also forgive others who have sinned against me.
Und wenn ich nicht vergeben kann,
and if I cannot forgive, then God also will not forgive me. Do you remember the parable that the Lord spoke?
And Peter
thought 7 times was enough. The Lord said, no, 7 times 70. That means forgive all the time. Yes. And when you forgive someone, then your heart will be liberated, made free. Forgiveness is not just, oh yeah, I forgive, but I'm still going to think about it. No. If the Lord would forgive as we forgive, then we would have problems with God. Did not the Lord say in the new covenant, and your sins, your unrighteousness, I will no longer remember. I will remember no more. Then why do we still think about it? Yeah. I want to forgive everything that people have done to me, whether it's my fault or their fault, it doesn't matter. I want to clear my heart. And I don't want to have a trace of that in my heart. Otherwise, there will be bitter roots, and that is not good. No.
So, lob den Herrn.
So, praise the Lord. And this is what we need, the anointing oil from the Lord for.
Und das Gebet.
And the prayer of faith in verse 15, that belongs with it, will save the sick. Praise the Lord. The prayer of faith. And the Lord will raise him up. Then he continues, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. You know, dear saints, there are many kinds of sicknesses, even inward sicknesses in the heart. That is also a sickness. And we must pray for one another. Why? Because as James said, we all make many mistakes. Who among us doesn't make any mistake? Who among us has not committed a sin? Did not the Lord say in John verse 8, when this woman was brought before him, who was committed the sin of adultery, and the people there, all the scribes and Pharisees and all the people there, they wanted that the Lord would take a stone and stone her. But in his wisdom, the Lord, in his wisdom and love and mercy, the Lord said, he who among you does not have sin can take the first stone and stone her. And nobody took a stone. That does not mean that they just let the woman go. No. But in the end, the Lord said, I do not judge you. That means I forgive you, but sin no more. What do you think if the woman said, no, I can't do that. I want to do it again. What do you think the Lord would say?
Was sagt dann der Herr?
What did the Lord say?
Dann haben wir nicht einen Vers da, gell?
We don't have another verse in John chapter 5, verse 14. Go and sin no more. That not worse things would happen to you. And this is the result. If the woman said, no, I'm going to continue, Lord. Then the Lord would say to her, if you do that, worse things will happen.
Yeah.
Will happen to you. So we have to see the entire scripture to understand how we should conduct ourselves in every situation. And pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. This James received this from the verses in Proverbs. We have the verses in the outline. That means we ourselves must experience the righteousness of the Lord as much as possible in our daily life, right? The righteousness. Otherwise, in the end, we will always be a judge, and that is not good. The judgment of the Lord is always accompanied with his mercy. That's why we have James chapter 2, that the mercy triumphs over judgment. It is important. Our judgment is also without mercy. That doesn't mean that there should not be any judging, because the judge is standing at the door. On the one hand, the Lord is merciful, but he is also the judge. So let us learn to pray and to confess. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Praise the Lord for Elijah. He was a mighty brother, a prophet. Of course, a prophet does not mean that he received a super talent. No, he just received an assignment from the Lord, a calling. But his nature, his human nature, was just like ours. We have the same nature. So he said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. That means he also had weaknesses. He's not a perfect man. And he prayed earnestly. He was a man full of faith. And this faith came from much experience with God. His faith grew. And we also must grow. The Lord is the author and the perfecter. Don't stay at the beginning. Keep going. Keep experiencing, making experiences with God. Having experience with God. He was a man with a nature like ours. Of course. Elijah also prayed for the sick and healed them and even raised up the dead. Right? He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. 3.5 years. That's very meaningful. 3.5 years is a term. It is a time of judgment. And Elijah was a fighter. And in this case, James picked him for a purpose, for a reason. Because we don't just pay for the sick saints and for one another. His prayer was a battle prayer, a prayer for battle. He's a fighter. He was fighting for God against the fallen political situation at that time in the land. Jezebel was horrible. Ahab was such a fallen king. And they brought all the evil into the land. And everybody was afraid. The other prophets hid themselves. And they did not care for the situation there. But Elijah, he stood on God's side. Yeah. He was bold and brave, but not in himself. He was zealous for God, zealous for the entire plan of God. He was zealous for Israel. We should not just pray for the sick ones and for the weaknesses of the saints, but we also have to pray for God's goal. God wants to build Zion. He wants to build his church, but the enemy wants to destroy Zion. Yeah, look at us Christians today. There's so much fighting, warring, and we're even fighting amongst ourselves. My goodness. May that ought not to be the case here, dear saints. We must have the spirit of Elijah. The prayer has many sides, many functions, also in the prayer. Paul also said, pray for me. We're fighting against powers and principalities. How do you do that? What do the powers and principalities do? Do you think they're just fighting up there? No. You have to know. God has to use us, people, that his plan would be fulfilled on the earth. And Satan cannot just come on this earth and say, Lord, I want to rule here. No, he also needs to use people. That was the rule. God created man to rule. So what did Satan do? What's he doing on this earth today? He's causing unrest and war. Problems. Do you think these problems don't have to do with us Christians? Of course they do. It was a battle. We're fighting against principalities and powers. Of course, we're not fighting with guns and not against flesh and blood on this earth, but we are fighting against the source.
Quelle. Die Quelle.
Die Quelle.
The source. We're fighting and warring against the source of all these problems here in the entire world.
Satan,
don't think that Satan doesn't want to destroy us. He would like to destroy us completely. Not just humanity and not just the unbelievers, but he wants to destroy us.
Deshalb müssen wir auch kämpfen,
to eradicate us. So this is why we also have to know the spirit of Elijah. Praise the Lord for Elijah. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Für diesen wunderbaren Kampf.
For this wonderful fight through the prayer.
So, am Ende heißt es.
So, in the end, it says.
Dann, meine Brüder, wenn jemand.
Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth.
Wenn sein Herz noch offen ist, wenn es noch möglich ist.
If his heart is still open, if there's still a possibility, then we must bring him back to the Lord.
Es kommt
that
darauf an,
doesn't was mean that every case is like that. It depends on each situation.
You have to
consider if someone is a rebellious one and he fell and it's death, then in the scripture the Lord says, don't touch it, otherwise you will be contaminated.
So, oh, jetzt, yeah, das
don't be, oh yeah, they have a problem. Now I want to go to this person and bring him back. Then he will receive his good thoughts. I'm sorry. He will tell you his evil thoughts. And in the end, you will receive his thoughts and you'll stand on his side instead of God's side. Then he changed you and you did not turn him.
Und daher, sei weise.
And for this reason, be wise. It depends who this someone is. Okay?
So wisse er, dass der.
Verse 20, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way because everybody knows that he made a mistake. Some say, oh no, I didn't make a mistake. They made a mistake. Then you will have problems. Then you're going to have a headache.
Ja, aber wenn ein Sünder, wenn jemand gesündigt
hat, a sinner, if someone sinned,
es gibt immer,
there's always a way of forgiveness for sin.
Ich denke immer an Manasseh, König Manasseh.
I always am reminded of King Manasseh, who was such an evil king, my goodness. He even
hacked in zwei.
He even sawed Isaiah in two. That was such a sin. I would never go to him. But that man, because he suffered so much,
in so eine schwierige,
God put him in such a difficult situation that he did a real repentance. And God forgave him. Can you imagine that?
Sogar manchmal habe ich gedacht, Herr.
Sometimes I've even thought, Lord, is that possible? Would you forgive such a man?
Das ist doch unmöglich.
That's impossible.
Wir sind so wie Jonah manchmal.
Sometimes we're like Jonah.
Aber lob den Herrn.
But praise the Lord.
Ja, dessen Seele vom Tod erretten.
He will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
Lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Der Herr ist voller Gnade.
The Lord is full of grace. Full of grace.
Jemand,
if someone confesses his sins, God is prepared to forgive all the sins.
In
1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and then 2 John, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Immer da, aber
the forgiveness is always there, but we all must repent. If we do not repent, then God, even God himself, cannot do anything. But if we repent, then there's always forgiveness. If there's a real repentance, remember Malachi, turn to God, return to God, and he will return to you.
Und Jesaja 1 war auch
and
sehr.
Isaiah chapter 1 is also very important. Even your, though your sins are as crimson, the Lord is able to make it white as snow. His blood cleanses us from all our sins. What an ending to such an epistle. It's so encouraging.
Das heißt, es ist Hoffnung für alle.
That means there's hope for everyone who desires, who has the will to change, who do this, who wants it.
Wenn wir aber nicht wollen,
but if we do not want this,
ja, dann muss Gott einen anderen Weg mit uns
then
gehen.
God will have to go another way with us. Then there's going to be a detour.
So lob den Herrn, liebe Brüder.
So praise the Lord, dear brothers and saints. Praise the Lord.
Ich hoffe, dass wir alle ermutigt werden.
I hope that we all will be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Ja, lass uns gemeinsam noch beten. Huh?
Let us pray together.